Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's a wonderful Wednesday morning here at Phoenix FM HQ and live on Zoom right now. Fingers crossed this goes well, girls. Is Rose Bolton from Brentwood Rotary Club. Morning, Rose.
Morning.
And we've got Jane Frame from St Francis Hospice. Morning, Jane.
Morning, Mike.
So, Rose, this little conversation we're going to have now is because you heard that St Francis Hospice were having money difficulties for some PPE. Is that right? And you came up with a fantastic idea to raise some money.
So, yeah, I'd been very aware of the COVID crisis and the fact that people, you know, were clearly dying, not able to spend time with their relatives. And through a link, I heard that St Francis Hospice really needed some help. Because a lot of their channels for funding had obviously closed down because of lockdown. So I contacted Jane to see whether or not St Francis would be interested in us doing a crowdfunding appeal for them.
Now, you'll have to excuse me, Rose. I'm very ignorant where the crowdfunding ideas are concerned. Yeah. What is a crowdfunding idea?
So it's a platform where people can put up the ideas that you've got to raise money for a particular project, and then you try and share that amongst a number of your networks and contacts to be able to raise money for a particular charity. And it's live for a period of time. And ours went live in June and then closes on the 26th of June. And during that time, through all of our networks, our family, our friends, our colleagues, then we try and raise money.
Okay, so we've got 9 days left. And how much did you put on this crowdfunding appeal that you wanted to raise for St Francis Hospice?
So we have to raise a minimum of £4,100, and we're probably about a third of the way there now.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. So, Jane, if you got the £4,100, what would St Francis Hospice spend that money on?
So St Francis Hospice would spend that money on PPE. So that would be a range of things: surgical masks, face visors, gloves, gowns, gel, wipes, scrubs, all the sort of equipment that we need that keeps us safe to care for our patients every day.
Now, I know St Francis Hospice really do need as much money as they can, because you're totally funded by the public virtually, aren't you?
Virtually. 23% of our funding is NHS funding, but the other 77%, obviously, we have to find ourselves. So it's a large amount of money that we have to find through public donations to keep us going.
Now, I know from previous conversations I've had with St Francis Hospice, that 77% is about £8 million a year. Is that right?
It is. Yes.
That's a lot of money, Jane. That's a lot of money. But what we're going to do, if you can send me a link to the crowdfunding appeal, when we put this conversation online at 10 o'clock today, I'll put a link to the crowdfund appeal, and also I'll put a link straight through to stfrancishospice.org.uk, because if anybody can actually donate straight to St Francis Hospice, then, I mean, there must be people listening that want to give £5, even a pound would be a great idea, don't you think, girls?
I think that would be fantastic. So I'm very happy to send you the link, which will go through our crowdfunding appeal. But I think, again, the real key is to be able to get money to St Francis Hospice.
Well, ladies, Rose Bolton, Jane Frame, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and sitting and telling us about this. And I'm going to get this put on their website. If there's anything we can ever do again for St Francis Hospice or even the Brentwood Rotary Club, because you raise a load of money for loads and loads of different charities, if there's anything we can do, you get in contact again and we'll sit and talk about it again.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, thank you, Mike. And thanks, everyone, for supporting.